I've been listening to you a lot on YouTube and watching your meditations. When I encounter these teachings of non-duality, like day and night, literally, I felt so inspired by it. I heard your meditation when you was talking about space and time and shedding all these layers, going into being, and I felt like, wow. Nobody talked to me about that. It was amazing. And I start just listening everything I can ever find. And I listened to your interview with Jan made many years ago, Conscious
With
TV.
who? With Ian. Yes.
I'm
Ian
sorry.
McNay, yes. Ian.
And he asked you what exactly you was practicing, what was your practice for that revelation of the self. And you said that you was sitting on your sofa and you would examining all sensations that there was, like touch, smelling, hearing, whatever was happening, thoughts, feelings, and asking who is aware of that. And then you had a glimpse of pure being, and then it happened again, and you was like coming back to it, and it was more and more. And I thought, nice idea. I will try this evening to meditate that way. And from very first question, who is aware of this headache? It came awareness that there is no I as such, that everything is being perceived and is happening by itself, just happening. And there's no doer of that, like hearing, feeling pain and sensations. And there's just space of awareness, not personal. There was no awareness of personality because it was not active. There was no conversation with anybody
Can
engaged.
you formulate your question?
My question is how to practice to go deep in it, because just repeat this meditation or do something else.
Well, Kate, the only it's only necessary to repeat that question or a similar question. You don't have to use that particular question, but it's only necessary to ask yourself the question if you find yourself lost in the content of experience. So you need some simple, easy, brief method to disentangle yourself from the content of your experience and come back to yourself. So a question such as, what is it that is aware of my experience? Takes you directly in one simple, easy step from what you are aware of to that which is aware. So you could use a question like that or a similar question. But the purpose of it is only to facilitate this disentanglement of yourself from the content of your experience. Then you come back to yourself. Then the question has done its job, it's done its work. You don't need to keep repeating it because then you've come back to yourself and then you just rest in that as that. You sink into that. You abide in that. So self-inquiry has led to self-abidance. And then in time, when you notice that you're lost in the content of experience quite quickly, you'll find that you don't even need to verbalize the question. You don't need to go through the process. What is it that is aware from of my experience? What is it that cannot be removed from me? What is it that is always with me? And so on. You don't need to ask these questions. You just notice that you're lost in experience. Pause, and you just go back to your true nature. But it's so the question is just a tool to use in the early days. You could simply you notice that you're lost in the content of experience. You could just simply say the words to yourself, "I am." There's no question there. There's nothing for your mind to do with that question. It's just a statement, "I am." But if you were to sound the words "I am" in your mind just once, and you were to allow yourself to be drawn into that to which the words refer, that would be it. Very simple. So the "I am" would just be this little portal, a stepping stone to take you back to your true nature. And then in the end, you don't need the words. You just pause and go back.
And I noticed that there are two different experiences. One of them is a kind of warmness in my chest, which I feel in your retreat, although I'm watching it live stream. Yet in this silent meditation, I feel that something in me, I feel it physically, it localized in the chest. It's get warmed up, and during the day, it's more light, more lightness and joy coming from that sensations, like it's softness. And for me, it's sense of being. But that thing that I'm referring to in meditation, it's more like consciousness, like being aware of awareness. So it's two different thing for me. One more like heartfelt, it's feeling, and another more like attention, conscious, which is neutral to everything. So what exactly you're referring when you're saying being? What are you coming back to? How do you experience it?
What am I referring to when I say being?
Being, yeah.
I'm just referring to being.
But we don't know.
I can't, there are no words that are more efficient than being. Any other word that would be less efficient. I'm referring to yourself. I'm referring to who you are. I'm referring to what you essentially are prior to the arising of experience. Okay, imagine this. Just imagine this. You don't actually have to do it. Just imagine now you remove your thoughts, or rather, your current thought comes to an end. And it's not replaced by another one. Yeah. All the other aspects of your experience carry on, but just imagine your thoughts have stopped. You remain, but your thought disappears. Yeah. Now imagine whatever you may be feeling now. That feeling comes to an end. It's not replaced by the next feeling. Yeah. You remain. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Now imagine your memories. Your memories disappear. You remain. Imagine the sensations of your body, your hand on the mic, your feet on the floor, your legs on the chair. Imagine these sensations. No sensation lasts. They're all temporary. So it's quite easy to imagine that your current sensation vanishes and it's simply not replaced by another sensation. Yeah? Imagine there are no sounds. I stop talking. There are no sounds in your environment. Yeah, all the sounds vanish from your experience, but you remain. Yeah. Now close your eyes. Your sights, they all disappear. But there are no thoughts, no memories, no sensations, no feelings, no perceptions. But you remain. What is that you?
Consciousness, I would call it consciousness.
Whatever you call it, it doesn't matter. You can call it anything you like. But that is what I call being. You can call it anything. You can call it being, you can call it I, you can call it. It doesn't matter what you call it. No name is accurate. I is the most accurate name in the English language for it, but if you don't like that name, it's fine. It don't give it a name. Allow it to remain nameless, because strictly speaking, names have evolved to describe the content of experience. We shouldn't really ascribe a name to that which remains behind when the content of our experience has been removed. Just allow it to be without a name, because then you don't reify or objectify it. But whatever that is, experientially, is what I call being, or being aware.
And during a daily life, when, let's say, emotions are overwhelming,
okay,
maybe
close
not
your
for
eyes
you.
Again. Close your eyes. Close your eyes again, Kate. Yeah. Go back. We've removed your thoughts, your feelings, your sensations, everything's been removed, and there is just this nameless presence that is your essential self. It's the one aspect of yourself. You cannot remove it, yet you've removed everything. It's your naked, it's why I refer to it sometimes as your naked being. It's what's left when you've taken off all the clothes of experience, all the layers of experience. It's just what you call yourself, your pure self. Okay. Now, remain as yourself now, your essential self, yes? There's no other experience present, there's just your essential, irreducible, formless self. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, now slowly, just in your imagination, start adding back your experience, but don't cease being yourself. So, open your eyes. Seeing returns, but don't lose yourself in it. Remain yourself. Yeah? Now the sound of my voice or whatever other sounds may be present reappear. Don't lose yourself in them. Remain yourself. And now your sensations reappear. The sensations of your feet on your floor, the legs on the chair, your hand on your mic. And then your feelings, your emotions, doesn't matter what the emotions are, you remain yourself. And your memories come back. The narrative about your life comes back. Your thoughts come back. Your activities come back. Your relationships come back. But you remain yourself. That's it.
Yes.
What happened to yourself? Is yourself in the same condition now as it was in when the content of experience had been removed from you, or has it changed?
It's same.
It's the same. It's so simple. Just remain yourself and go fully out into life. And understand that your feelings never overwhelm you. The movie never overwhelms the screen. It's just a belief. If you believe that they do, they will seem to do so, but they never do. You are never overwhelmed. You are never affected by any experience. And just remain yourself and enjoy your life.
Thank you.
Remain as you are. You don't become. Did you become something when you took away all that? Did you suddenly become something? No, you just recognized yourself, and yourself is always there underneath the layers of experience, shining through the layers of experience, and then when experience comes back, you remain as you are. You don't lose touch with yourself, and therefore you don't lose touch with the peace that is the nature of yourself.
Yes.
It's lovely to meet you, Kate.
Thank you.